What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Mackie swings by in about an hour. We now know who the...
Wait, we're going to have a published author on the show?
Yes, a world-renowned published author. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
My. Bestseller in my heart.
You Have 4 Minutes by Michael Mackie. And he's going to remind us of that for the next 2 hours when he gets here. We now know who's going to call the game between the Eagles and the Chiefs on Fox at 3:25 on Sunday afternoon.
Wait, it's on Fox. Do we have Tom Brady?
Mm-hmm.
Why did I put that story in the stack?
Kevin Burkhart is your play-by-play.
Well, maybe Brady will be better.
He sucks.
Well, this is his second season, right? Maybe he's grown.
Hey, Dan, you know, you're right. He couldn't get worse.
Well, okay.
There's only one way to go, and that's up.
There you go. So
he's terrible. So,
we'll
yes,
see.
Kevin Burkhart, who I think is actually very good. Tom Brady, smoking red hot Aaron Andrews on the sidelines.
All right, simmer down.
Yeah.
With Tom Rinaldi.
At least it's not that stupid YouTube broadcast. That was horrible. Great news, though, because we saw Travis Kelce take out Xavier Worthy in the first drive of the Friday night game.
Yes.
We were told that he was day-to-day. Aren't we all? Andy Reid is very, well, yeah, true. Very good at keeping any and all details close to his chest. He will not reveal anything. Adam Schefter said earlier in the week that it was probably going to be a couple of weeks before we saw Xavier Worthy back on the field. He's practicing today.
Say what?
Practicing today.
Wow.
Nice.
Taking hits from pads, with pads on, shoulders wrapped up. I mean, it's a dislocated shoulder. I mean, hockey players, you know, they hear dislocated shoulder and out for 3 weeks and they laugh.
Pop it back in.
Pop it back in and get right back in, baby. We'll be playing the next play. So hopefully that's good news for Xavier Worthy. And yeah.
Rob Gronkowski does not have high hopes for the Chiefs this year.
Mm-hmm.
According to the four-time Super Bowl champ, the Eagles sent a message in last season's Super Bowl with how they attacked the Chiefs and provided a blueprint for the rest of the NFL. If you go on the offensive, Kansas City will implode. These are not my words. These are the words of Rob Gronkowski.
Did Rob Gronkowski
the Gronk
go into a cave for the last 8 years and miss every single NFL game? I do believe he was on one of the teams that we had a comeback victory against.
The Philadelphia Eagles, and I'm quoting here from the Gronk, opened the floodgate of, hey, if you punch these guys in the face, you take it to them, you come out swinging, they're going to fold, and they're not going to be the team you were seeing all last year.
All right, bro. Keep spouting that. You know what I would hope more than anything is that teams start to think that we are cooked and they stop preparing as aggressively as they're preparing right now. So we can just cakewalk them. That'd be great.
Okay. I have a run, do not walk.
Uh-oh.
And I'm not kidding. I'm not blowing smoke.
Somebody binging last night?
Not binging, but okay. we're gonna keep going. We watched one episode last night.
Okay.
And if episode one is anything like the rest of the series, oh, it's on Netflix.
Is this fiction or nonfiction?
It's nonfiction.
Okay. Meaning it's real. It's a documentary.
Is that what that means, Dan?
Thank you, Dan.
Sometimes these things
need to
be clarified.
For telling everybody what nonfiction means. Really? Take a sip of coffee.
And now for your ADD word of the day, nonfiction.
It means real, not fake. AKA Charlie Sheen.
Really?
Wow.
Okay, you have been building up and building up the hype about this. I had thought you had already seen it.
No, it just came out.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Like, it came out this week.
And what have we learned about Mr. Tiger Blood running through my veins?
Maniac.
Okay.
Roles that he turned down. I'm not going to spoil it. But that he was offered and said no. How bad the drugs and alcohol really got.
Yeah.
Like, bad. Like, bad, bad.
So this is kind of a tell-all documentary, right? Where
yes.
he is just outing himself, the rumors that we had all heard for all those years.
They're
just
all true.
Coming forward and saying, you were right.
They're all true.
So there aren't any real bombshells, are there? I mean, I learned yesterday that he switched teams at the height of his use, for lack of a better term.
He started batting from the other side of the plate, so to speak, during the height of his drug use, yes. Here's what I found very interesting. His dad, Martin Sheen, and his brother, Emilio Estevez, refuse to participate in this documentary. They wanted nothing to do with it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, have they cut all ties over the years?
That I don't know. But they just said during the documentary that his dad and his brother refused to comment on any of the things in Charlie Sheen's life.
From the text line.
Who's behind the documentary? Who's the production company? Who's a producer of it? Is Charlie Sheen a producer of this?
Let me look that up. I don't know the answer to that, Dan.
From the text line, we watched both episodes last night. One word, all caps, 2 exclamation points. Wow.
Yeah. It is shocking how bad it got. And how bad he let it get. You know what I mean?
Well, but I mean, once you reach a certain point, and I'm sure that you can speak to this as well, are you letting it get that bad, or are you just completely controlled by the drive for the substance?
It's a cautionary tale.
By the way, the producer is Andrew Renzi. Hmm. To answer your question, Sam, and it's a good one. It really is. As someone who has addiction in my history, you are controlled.
Yeah.
You have been defeated. And I'm not kidding. Michael Mackey would tell you the same thing. He's very open about it himself. You're completely defeated. There's almost, and I use the word almost, there's almost nothing you can do.
And it's not like you're not making that, sorry to use the double negative, you're still making the choice to consume whatever substances you're consuming every single day, right? Mm-hmm. But you're so blinded by the drive for it that you don't really recognize the consequences, even though they're right in front of you. And we talk about that with addiction all the time. And the idea of rock bottom, you don't notice that you're careening down a vertical slope.
Yes, you do.
Until you're so far down that slope that rock bottom is inevitable.
How do I put this into words? You wake up every morning. And then we'll move on to something else. I don't want to talk about this whole hour. You wake up every morning saying, I will not drink today. I will not go to the liquor store today. And at 10 o'clock in the morning, you're sitting in a liquor store parking lot. And you don't know why. And and I'm not asking for sympathy. My life is my fault, right? So I'm not asking for any sympathy. I don't want it.
Well, you've changed course. Well, you recognized it.
Well, because I
took some coaxing. But you got there.
Yeah, it took a lot of coaxing. you don't even know why you're there. and you hate it. I mean, you literally hate taking that drink, or if you know if it's whatever drug you're addicted to, you hate taking that drug, but you can't stop.
So the Charlie Sheen documentary is kind of like a less violent version of Scarface, a cautionary tale.
Are you referring to me as Scarface?
Charlie Sheen.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't even make the connection.
Nice. I mean, look at your face. Intimidating. You missed that one on the podcast yesterday. Scott took that one very personally.
Well, I did.
It was not intended that way.
Your face is intimidating. How else am I supposed to take that?
Well, I'm not really sure.
I mean, that was mean. Yeah, right?
At face value, wow.
But anyway, no, it is really interesting. He is very interesting. And just, wow, his story is fascinating. It is a tale of rock bottoms and super highs, and I intend that pun.
Is it one episode or
two?
We only got through episode one last night, mm-hmm. So we're going to do two.
It's
tonight.
A two-parter.
Yeah,
he obviously had redeeming qualities. He wouldn't have gotten to where he was able to get without it, right?
Well, he's. I think he's a very good actor.
Yeah.
Redeeming quality? You mean like personal moral qualities? I
just mean in general.
I mean, if you're tuning in to get a moral lesson, you're not going to get it.
Okay.
I mean, there weren't rumors of him kicking dogs, but you know,
he might as well have.
Hmm. Why do we have to go to kicking dogs, Dan?
Yeah, where'd that come from?
Jeez. Well, you know.
913-586-7798.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
So, Androider, I'm going to read you a story. I don't want you to get mad.
Why are you calling me out?
I thought you were a proud Android user.
Oh, yeah, I am.
Okay. From the New York Post, Apple fans have been waiting in anticipation for the new iPhone reveal.
As they do every year, they line up to waste $1,800.
Yep. iPhone 17 was unveiled this week to a collective sigh.
I like veal.
From customers due to their disappointment over the new design. Says one person who likes Apple, it looks like an ugly Android. It is
so they're not
Apple.
Calling Androids ugly.
No, I think they are. It is so not Apple, they went on to say. iPhone 17 Pro is the ugliest iPhone ever. Steve Jobs would have been fired.
Okay, that's not fair. The iPhone 3 was the ugliest iPhone ever. Give it its credit.
It is uglier than an Android. it starts at $1,099.
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, they've gone down. Because last year they were like $1,800.
No, it says that that's the same price as the previous year's model with the same storage size.
Okay. Well, I guess I'm wrong. I still love how their claim to fame, and I'm going to repeat it again, is that our new phone is less than 3 nickels thick.
Does Android...
My phone is less than 3 nickels thick, and it's 7 years old.
I ask out of ignorance.
Yeah, what's up?
Does Android issue a new phone every year, too?
As far as I know, but they don't do some big release because they don't care.
I don't care. I have an iPhone 8.
Yeah, but you have to admit that the iPhone culture or cult, just take the year off of it, the iPhone cult.
Sure.
Yeah. They care. I mean, I know people who will go at midnight to wait for their Apple store to open. The fact that Apple store is even still open at midnight for a phone release when there is zero new technology in the phone blows my mind to go pay $1,000 for an ugly Android.
Do you think there are people that buy the new iPhone every single year?
Every single year. I don't think there are. I know there are.
Why?
Because they're a cult. They also wear an Apple Watch, carry around a MacBook, probably have a Mac, whatever they call the desktop computer at home. It's a cult.
It's called an iPad.
The desktop computer?
Oh, the computer.
Sorry. I'm sure they also have an iPad. And keep in mind, by the way, I started as an iPhone fan.
And where does your disdain for Apple consumers come from? Because it is a disdain.
I've received cell phone discrimination since, let's see, when did I get my first Android? For the last decade.
Define Android discrimination.
Well, I've told the story before. Back in...
Oh, you were turned down for a date.
Back in early high school, I'd be out. We'd go to the mall like we do as high schoolers. And I'd, see a chick that I wanted to talk to, and I'd be like, hey, can I get your number? And yeah, and then we'd go our separate ways, and I'd shoot him a text, and the only response that I would get is, oh, your texts are green. You want to guess how many responses I got after that?
None.
Zero.
Is that true?
100% honest. That happened multiple
times.
You
were rejected for dates because your texts came in green.
To this day... My friends have separate group chats, not because they want to talk about me and talk smack on me. No, it's because they want all of the messages in the group chat to be blue. So if there's something where I have to be included, my girlfriend is in the group chat and she will tell me separately because they refuse to include me.
Because if you include anybody into your group chat,
all of the messages turn green.
All the messages. That's right.
Yep.
So my mom has an Android. Mm-hmm. So when there's a group text between...
She's a smart lady.
Between me, her, and my brother, or me, her, and T, or whatever, all the messages come in green, even though T has an iPhone and my brother has an iPhone.
Yeah.
And I have an iPhone. Who cares?
I mean, I really don't care.
Okay.
And text line, the difference between the Android cult and the Apple cult is that Apple lives rent-free in Android people's head. No, it does not.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. You have a bizarre, what's the word I want to use here? Not a compulsion.
Okay.
But you have, dang it.
Well, while you struggle to come up with your thought, let me ask you one question.
Okay.
I have talked smack on Apple because every third week we have an Apple story in the stack. Mm-hmm. Because for whatever reason, the news has deemed it newsworthy to report on Apple every 3 weeks. In my tenure, in your tenure, how many Android stories have appeared in the stack?
Very few.
Zero. The answer is zero. It's
but
zero.
You put the stack together. You might be manipulating the story.
Okay. All right.
To protect your Android usage.
Okay. Anyway.
By the way, the word I was looking for was victimization. You have Android victimization.
Whatever.
Yes.
I go through life knowing I have a better device. It's all good.
Excuse me?
You heard me.
I think that that girl who said, ooh, your texts are popping up green, I think she cut you deep.
What do you mean that girl? I just told you it still happens to this day.
I know, but she was the first who told you to get lost because you had an Android.
Yeah, it happened.
And I think that cut was very deep. I'm just psychoanalyzing you from a distance.
Well, at the time, I had the specific type of Android that worked as a TV remote, so I could change the TV wherever I went. And that was the coolest feature ever. People loved it. We'd go to a bar. My friends would be like, oh, I want this game on that TV. You know what I did? I whipped out my phone, and I changed the TV channel on a random TV in a bar. Let's see your iPhone do that.
Okay. Tell me if you agree. Well, let's see your Android FaceTime.
I've got 35 different apps that I can video call with. That's what normal people call it, by the way.
Tell me if you agree with this. Oh, Apple cult people look down on people that are not Apple users.
That's 100% fact. That's the exact conversation we're having. I am looked at as lesser because I do not buy into the I world.
Okay.
It's true.
Michael Mackey joins us in 30 minutes here on Dana and Parks. Oh, God.
You don't like this song?
No.
Oh. Oh, whoa-oh. Well.
Stephen King, the horror writer, is out with his top 10 favorite movies of all time.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't put any of these in my top 10.
Which, by the way, does he have the most concerning, convoluted imagination of anybody on this planet?
But would you not want to get inside of his brain for like maybe 10 minutes?
I think I would be scared.
Just walk around?
Do I get weapons? Because you know there's demons.
Oh, there have to be demons.
I mean, I've thought this for a very long time. He is a brilliant writer, obviously. He's very successful.
Clearly.
But to be able to come up with these ideas on your own, like what's an average thought to him? You know what I mean? Like, for something tells like me that he doesn't walk around like, I wonder if I did the dishes. You know?
Well, probably not, Sam.
So if you like any of the movies that he likes, that makes me concerned for your brain chemistry.
I'm looking up how many books he's written.
Oh, a ton.
Let me see here. But no, you're right. I mean, what is an average thought for Stephen King? It's probably not good. Probably not good.
I did that exact thought experiment a while back where I was like, man, what would it be like to walk a day with Stephen King's mind? I'm like, I don't want to know. I would rather not find out.
He has written, he's sold more than 400 million books. He's written 65 novels, 200 short stories. And most of his work is set in his home state of Maine.
You know that vault is deep.
Mm-hmm. 65 books. Sold 400 million copies.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, so here's his top 10 in no particular order. Okay?
Okay.
Sorcerer. The Godfather Part 2.
Fantastic film.
The Getaway. Never heard of it. Groundhog Day. That's pretty good. Casablanca. Treasure of the Sierra Madre. Never heard of it. Jaws. Mean Streets. Close Encounters of the Third Kind, and Double Indemnity. Never heard of it.
I'm surprised by a number of the choices he made. Like Groundhog Day, that's not very Stephen King-ish. I mean, I guess the idea of being stuck in the same day over and over again is quite Stephen King-ish, but it would have to be like you get murdered and then you wake up the next day and you get murdered again.
And there's somebody standing over the bed again the next morning.
That would be the Stephen King version, yeah.
British Prime Minister Keir Starmer has fired his ambassador to the United States, longtime Labour Party politician Peter Mandelson, after days of revelations about Mandelson's years-long friendship with Jeffrey Epstein.
Huh. Oh, that web is wide.
And tangled.
Very tangled.
Quoting here from the British government in a statement, in light of the additional information in emails written by Peter Mandelson, the Prime Minister has asked the Foreign Secretary to withdraw him as an ambassador. The emails show that the depth and extent of Peter Mandelson's relationship with Jeffrey Epstein is different from that known at the time of his appointment. In particular, Peter Mandelson's suggestion that Jeffrey Epstein's first conviction was wrongful and should be challenged is new information. In light of that, and mindful of the victims of Epstein's crimes, he has been withdrawn as ambassador to the United States with immediate effect.
And you want me to believe, Keir Starmer, that you had no idea?
He may not have known the depth of their relationship, Sam.
Sorry, I hate to repeat myself. And you want me to believe that you didn't know about it?
I love how the British write, with immediate effect.
Yes. He read the order.
Read it. Read it and understand it.
And he was done.
Okay.
I mean, good on them for taking action against him. But I don't buy it for one red hot second that you didn't have knowledge of that relationship prior.
Okay.
But maybe I'm wrong.
Speaking of England, Prince Harry made a rare trip back to the United Kingdom this week, and he did meet with his dad. For about an hour, he met with King Charles III for the first time since February of 2024.
So, how's life? Things going well for you?
Well, I'm suffering.
How are the kids?
Suffering from cancer.
Sorry for those things I said about your wife.
And that your kid might be dark.
Ooh, yeah, I forgot about that one. Sorry, buddy. Want some groceries?
Can you imagine?
No, I genuinely could not.
The meeting took place at Buckingham Palace.
I doubt it went well. I don't know if there was a lot of hugging and, God, I've missed you. But who knows? I could be wrong.
Speaking to reporters at an event later, Prince Harry said only that his father was doing great amid his ongoing treatment for an unspecified form of cancer. Okay. All right, it's a 4-day visit to the United Kingdom. Absent on the trip, of course, was his wife, who King Charles doesn't like because she's black.
Was that in the story? Or
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay, gotcha.
That was an editorial addition on my part. I just figured when he said that he was concerned that the child would come out dark, he didn't like the fact that she was black.
Pretty safe to assume.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Like I said, I don't think that meeting was full of hugs and, God, I miss you so much. Bring me back into the royal family. Also from the text line, not everything Stephen King wrote was horror. He wrote The Green Mile. It wasn't exactly a happy book.
Well, I was just going to say, I mean, no, The Green Mile is not a horror movie, but man, it's dark.
Yeah. What?
All right, let me rephrase.
Why is that our example?
Yeah, okay, let me rephrase.
I would.
Everything that Stephen King has written is dark.
Yeah. Gruesome.
Not gruesome implies horror, though.
Okay.
But there are some scenes in The Green Mile that you could describe as gruesome.
Okay, now we're just hopping all over the place. Also from the text line, when seeing your parents is referred to in the news as a, quote, meeting, it's probably not good.
Mm-hmm. Usually
not.
Not a reuniting. Yeah. All right. A rock sample collected by NASA's Perseverance Mars rover may contain evidence of ancient microbial life.
What?
Preserved for billions of years on the red planet. The potential biosignature is not direct evidence of life itself, but rather a possible sign that textural features on the rock may have biological origins. The possibility that Mars once played host to living organisms has been a long-standing debate among scientists and a prime focus for NASA as part of broader efforts to understand the origin of life and whether humanity is alone in the universe.
I'm almost certain that Mars at some point had life on it. But how many millions of years ago was it? And what does that mean for us now? Just because there's trace evidence of molecules that resemble what may have once been biological life, if I'm analyzing what you're reading correctly.
Microbial life.
That doesn't mean we can go up there and start making water and growing food.
No. Is it true that he wrote The Shawshank Redemption, Squirrel?
I had not seen that one as we go from topic to topic to topic. And back. Stephen King.
I don't think that's accurate.
Yeah, book by Stephen King, The Shawshank Redemption.
He did write The Shawshank Redemption?
But again, also not exactly a happy theme.
Yeah, not the ending.
I mean, I hate to spoil. I don't want to spoil it, but a happy ending? What are you talking about, a happy ending, Dexter?
I'm looking through all of his books. I don't see The Shawshank Redemption in there.
It says right here, The Shawshank Redemption, a novel by Stephen King.
I'm totally unaware of that. I'm literally going through every single book that he wrote.
A realist novella by
Stephen
King.
There's The Green Mile. Did it go by a different name?
No.
I don't see it. There's Mr. Mercedes.
It's Stephen King, I promise you.
Okay, all right. Michael Mackey swings by in 15 minutes. He'll be joining us for the last 2 hours of the program today here on Dana and Parks.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit SmileGeneration.com/confidence today. and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
We also can't forget that Stephen King wrote a number of books under a pseudonym.
Oh.
Richard Bachman.
Richard Bachman.
Yeah.
Hmm. He's just weird enough that I find him interesting.
I know.
Authorities in Utah are reporting rapid developments in the case of Charlie Cook, his murder yesterday, his assassination. Excuse me. As they continue the manhunt for his assassin. He has not been caught yet, but they have released what I think is actually a pretty clear photograph. You think it's rather bland and nondescript.
Oh, it's incredibly clear, but I don't see anything that would, you know, he doesn't have murder tattooed under his eye, I guess is my point. He looks like the average Joe.
Okay. A couple of stories here related to the story we're talking about. MSNBC has apologized and reportedly fired analyst Matthew Dowd over on-air comments that he made about the fatal shooting of conservative activist Charlie Kirk.
Yeah.
Multiple media outlets, including Deadline, Variety, a Hollywood Reporter, reporting that the network has fired Matthew Dowd, whose comments sparked backlash after Kirk was shot and killed while speaking at an event at Utah Valley University yesterday. What was his comment? Okay, here it is. At around 2 o'clock Eastern time yesterday, or check that, 2 o'clock Central time yesterday, when reports began emerging about the shooting, MSNBC correspondent Katie Turr interviewed Matthew Dowd about the attack. In part, he theorized whether the incident was, quote, a supporter shooting their gun off in celebration. Dowd said that Kirk had been one of the most divisive, especially divisive younger figures in this, who is constantly sort of pushing this sort of hate speech or sort of aimed at certain groups. Dowd continued, these are his words, not mine. And I always go back to hateful thoughts lead to hateful words, which then lead to hateful action. And I think that is the environment we are in. You can't stop with these sort of awful thoughts you have and then saying these awful words and not expect awful actions to take place. And that is the unfortunate environment that we are in. Those are the words that Matthew Dowd said that got him fired.
He's alluding to he had it coming, should have seen it coming, effectively.
Yeah. Yeah.
And today he's out of a job.
He's dating Maria Shriver, so I'm sure he's not worried where his next meal's coming.
Yeah. I did not hear that initial comment about
which
probably
part?
A supporter shooting their gun off and what?
Yeah, celebration of what?
I'm going to leave that one alone.
Yeah, and I respect him. I actually think that Matthew Dowd is a rather astute political analyst. But those comments, you know, that it could have been that this was a celebratory gunfire, and then suggesting or at least hinting that Charlie Kirk got what was coming to him. Come on, man.
Yeah, we're better than that. At least we should be.
From the USA Today, TMZ has issued an apology after staff erupted in tone-deaf laughter during the live stream coverage of the killing of American conservative political activist Charlie Kirk. My God, what is going on? The apology came less than 24 hours after an unidentified shooter opened fire. We all know the story. Quoting here from TMZ in a story that they posted this morning, we apologize to anyone who heard that being the laughter, as we were in the middle of covering such a tragic story. They call the employees' actions, quote, totally out of line. The laughter overheard during the coverage was reportedly from, quote, employees in another part of the building watching a car chase. Uh-huh.
Sure. I was about to say good on them for at least apologizing and getting ahead of it until you read that last line.
Watching a car chase.
Mm-hmm. Because car chases, I don't know if you know this.
They're very funny.
Hilarious.
Oh, my God.
I love pulling up YouTube and just searching car chases.
So you're
it's the funniest thing in the world.
You're telling me that in the middle of a major, literally a major breaking news story, that your staff, some are sitting there watching the coverage of Charlie Kirk being assassinated, and the other half of your staff is in another room watching a routine car chase through LA. That you want me to believe that? That the other half of the staff wasn't interested in the Charlie Kirk assassination.
Right.
They were more interested in watching a car chase, which happens every single day in LA.
Yeah.
Do I have this right?
That's what they're saying. Yeah.
Okay.
Which, by the way, again, I repeat myself, car chases, hilarious.
Oh my God, they're so funny. I don't know if I'd rather watch Dumb and Dumber for the first time ever, or The Hangover, or a car chase. I think I'd go with the car chase. It's funnier than the other two.
Yeah, they were all laughing in 1994 or six. When was that?
Four. All right, Michael Mackey is here, ladies and gentlemen. He will join us right after the news on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.